All right, listen, last tip of the week here. I want to close out. This will be a quick one. Listen, there's all this data, all this research that it's much easier to sell to a current client or, you know, past client, somebody who's done business with you, than it is to go out and find a new one. It's easier to find them, and it's cheaper. It costs you a lot of money to get a new client. And, you know, with marketing dollars and time and all that other stuff. And so there's a lot of money sitting in your database right now. There's a lot of money, a lot of profit with people that already know, like, and trust you. And so I want to give you one quick tactic here that we teach. And you can just take this today. You could try it today. And I bet you in the next 24 hours you find some money. All right, and here it is. I want you to go and go in your database and look up 20 customers that have a warranty that is expiring in the next 6 months. So maybe you built a deck and you have a one-year craftsmanship warranty or whatever your company does, right? And one-year labor warranty or a paint job, right? You know, it's been a couple years, you warranty the paint job, the exterior, and now you look and you go, shoot, you know, geez, this warranty's up in like, you know, 4 months this year or whatever, this spring. So get a list of 20 people that have a warranty that are expiring in the next 6 months. And then check this out, this crazy forward-thinking, you know, futuristic idea. You ready for it? Ready? Here we go. 3, 2. You pick up your phone. Yeah, I said it. You didn't send a text. You didn't send an email. You didn't automate the shit. You picked the phone up. And this is exactly how the phone call goes. Here it goes. Ready? Ring, ring. Dave. Tom with Tom's Painting, Tom's Decks, Tom's whatever. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Oh, not a whole lot. How's your year going so far? Good. Hey, listen, I don't want to take too much of your time here, but I'm going through some of our database stuff and came across your project, and your warranty expires in 6 months, and I don't know if you knew that or not. And one of the things we do is we reach out to people who have a warranty that's expiring within 6 months, and we set up a time where we come out and we do a warranty visit just to make sure that everything's still looking good and solid, and anything that needs to be addressed, you know, that might be problematic, we can address it while it's still under warranty for you. And I was wondering if we could go ahead and set that time up. Guys, what's Dave going to say? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's going to say, come on out. Why? Because nobody else does this, guys. Nobody else has the guts to do this. Why? Because you don't want to call people that you did work for because you're chicken that something's going to be wrong and then you're going to have to spend money to fix it. And I know that because it's how I used to think until I started really doing this. And the result of this is this. Out of those 20 people, you're probably going to get, you won't get in front of all 20. Some people just don't want to do it. Maybe they moved or whatever. But I'm going to get in front of between 8, 10, 12 people. 8 to 12 people. And I'm going to be standing in their house again. I'm going to be standing in their backyard with them again. They're going to be reminded of why they hired me the first time. They liked me. They had a good experience, all this other stuff. And if I find something that needs to be addressed, we're going to get it on the schedule. Maybe on, you know, every other Friday or two Fridays a month, you go out and do warranty work or whatever it is. Okay, put it on a process and make it happen. But I get it on the calendar for them. And here's what happens. 80% of the time that you fix something, and honestly, you don't fix things very often, but the times that you do, the law of reciprocation kicks in. And that what that says is, in their mind, they're like, wow, he didn't have to do this. He sought me out, like subconsciously, you know, and they almost feel bad that you had to send somebody out and address something or fix something. And so what you will often hear is, hey, while you're here, we've been thinking about painting the baby's room. Or while you're here, we've been thinking about putting in a new door. Or whatever it is. Guys, I can't tell you how much money I've sold through the years in additional work because I made this warranty call. The other thing is I have built a great relationship with the client. Because one of the reasons you should be more expensive is so you can stand behind your work. And you can show back up. You can be in business long enough to honor a warranty. And when you do that, and you reach out to them and you're proactive about this stuff, it builds a stronger relationship. And in turn, they're going to refer you more. They're going to have you back for every project they do in the future. And the immediate net result here, ROI, is that many times, 60 to 80% of the times, I would say that we would have to go out and do something and address it. A, it wouldn't take very long. And B, they usually added additional work. All right, so try it this year. Pick the phone up. Don't be afraid of it. Maybe you do your top 50 customers, and in the next week, you call them all. Okay, do something like that. And hey, just it's time for your annual visit. Oh, I didn't know you did an annual visit. And you're like, yeah, we do. Okay, just move with it. Play it. Play along with it. All right, go make some money today. Sell. Be bold. Don't be a moron. Know your numbers. Don't be a dick leader, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll see you next time on The Fight.